This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruchim Abayim. Hope everybody's having a great day. Welcome everyone. As many of you may know, we're now about to begin a campaign for a new Beis Medrash, a Torah Center. If anybody's able to be mishtatif with us, and really the best way is if you would consider doing a team page for our campaign. It would really be a very big hishtatfus. Whatever you could do to join and have a chelik in this, we'd really appreciate it. Okay, we're up to Simen Dalet, Sif Yud Ches. We are Sif Chaf. Haroichetz Panav, one who washes his face, v'loy nigvam, and does not dry it, yafeh, well, panav mizbakois, ayoyla behenshchin. His face will crack, and he will get boils. Now this comes from the Gemara Daf, Kuf Lamed Gimel. What does this have to do with anything? What does this have to do with the price of tea in China? We learned in Sif Yud Zayin that you're supposed to wash your mouth in the morning because of the rerim. And meaning you need to say Hashem's name in purity. Now, the Mishnah Berurah had mentioned earlier that it's considered admirable to wash one's face. So this is part of the morning wake-up. I don't think this is connected to Ruach Ra, but it's part of Nikios Baboiker Letfila. So if somebody's going to wash their face, they're going to wash their face to prepare for davening. So we're giving you good advice. We don't want you to start breaking out with acne. We don't want you to start breaking out with boils. Or refuasai, the refu is lirchoitz harbe me silka, to wash well in the juice of beets. Okay, I thought you might want to know that. Fine. Sif chafalef. Tzarch lizar betfila oy ba'achila. You need to be careful, both when you're davening or when you're eating. You should not touch your thigh, your leg, and any other normally covered part of the body. These parts are full of sweat. What does it mean? Perosh zuhama. Zuhama, it's grime. Kein soirim ketanim, like small pieces of barley. They're maybe beads of sweat or strings of dirt. V'chein shaloi l'chachek b'roish, you have to be careful that during davening or during a meal, not to scratch your head. Avol mekoymeis hamagulim b'roish, but places that are uncovered on your head. Uvefanev, or your face. Uvemakim hamagula shebereyoisav, and or uncovered part of your arm in Lahakbid, you don't have to be careful. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kadam Emtes Betfila, so both during davening or during a meal, V'hu Adin B'Shoshu Oisik B'Toyra. Likewise, when you are in the middle of learning, you should also be careful not to be touching yourself, scratching yourself. So that is, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Betfila, but Torah as well. Now, very interesting. What is considered Makoy Mechusa Shabarosh? Here, let's see the next Mishnah Berurah. Simon Sadi Beis Sif Vav Nidinis Bar Sham. Let's say you're in the middle of the opening. And you remembered you touched a dirty spot. It's enough to clean it on dust, or wipe your hand on the wall. What are you supposed to do in the middle of the opening? If you're in the middle of Shema, however, in other words, if you're in the middle of davening, you're in the middle of Shema, and you scratched your head, you got one of those really bad itches, and you scratched your head, you got to get up, go to the sink, and wash your hands. Why? Because in order to pray, your hands have to be clean. But if you're in the middle of Shemana Esrei, you don't, walk. Or Rabbi Yeager is suggesting use the end of the pen, not the writing part. Not recommended, let's say, to write chidushim on your head, but But if you get, or some people, I used to have rabbeim that had keys. They had like this big pack of keys, and they made good use of it. I just hope they did not create any bodily injuries. All kinds of keys. Fine. What are you supposed to do with middle two? Omiyu emoi mei adayim bekriyas shema oy bepsuke de zimra tzarch leil b'dov. Fine. V'simu kufsal nachdal de shamnes bar shem avar benag b'sachatu tzarch lito yadav shenis kadin. Very interesting. You know that? If you're in the middle of a meal, Shabbos meal, yoim zem echubad mi, and you start scratching your head, you figure, oinig Shabbos, what is greater oinig Shabbos than getting out a good itch on your head? So you gotta get up and go wash your hands. People say, what are you doing? Say, well, you know, I removed an itch, but I have to wash until Sidayim. Do you make a bracha? So he says, no. Now, there are circumstances, Rabbi Isai, where you would make a bracha of the Tilsi Daim in the middle of the meal. Namely, if you go middle of the meal to the bathroom for Gedoylim, the conclusion of Mishnah Berurah is then, you're going to eat bread, you in fact would make the bracha of Netilas Yadayim. Sfardim, you're saying, are different? That's what the Mishnah Berurah concludes. Anu loimdim sefer Mishnah Berurah. That's inclusion. Here, by the way, you should know that there are achroinim that say that if you scratch your head during the meal, you also make netilas yadayim. But that's not the consensus of roiv achroinim. The Mishnah Berurah goes with roiv achroinim that you don't have to. Even for ketanim, you don't have to. Mishnah Berurah says for gedolim, you do. Milmule zeah. You have to be careful from Zeya. You gotta watch out for Zeya. The whole Zeya, Sam Hamavas. All sweat is poison. Chutz mizeya sapanim, besides the sweat of the face. V'simen ledavar, bezeya sapecha, toicha lechem. The sweat of your brow, that you could eat bread. Uvefanav, or your face, v'chein b'tzavaroi ad hachaza. The Machzor Shekel says, one second, basically, it all depends in terms of, let's say, the neckline, it would depend on your environment. You know, in some places, they button up all the way up. And to have your button open, that skin which is showing is not acceptable. That would be considered makom mechusa. Other places, it's more regular. Sheb bezrayos in your arms, ada perek hanikra elin boygen until the elbow. V'cheinim hoylech yachif baraglav. Let's say you live in Saudi Arabia. We have people on the WhatsApp group from Saudi Arabia. Efshur da habicham comes from could be feet. In a climb where they uncovered, is considered uncovered. Interesting. So let's say you're holding a baby in the middle of the meal. We know if you touch, you scratch your above your elbow in the middle of the meal, you have to wash until Siyadayim. You scratch your elbow, you scratch above the elbow in the middle of davening, you have to step in and wash until Siyadayim. What if you have a kid? The kid's wearing, you know, a onesie. His whole leg is uncovered, his whole arm is uncovered. So the dirsha brings from Abel Yashav, Ein Tzarch Litol Yadav, and it doesn't matter on the age. That's Ibn Rishon Zalman as well. He brings Amnam Legabe and Ageb is Royoy Hachasufa Shal Katan, the uncovered arm of a Katan. Rabbi Yashiv says you do have to wash your hands. Now, here's a very interesting thing. What's considered Makoim Hamachusa Shabaraish? The Shevet Alevi says, anything which is under the hat is considered makam mechusa. Outside of the hat, the other hair is like makam galoy because it's not so sweaty. You know why it's sweaty? Because you wear a hat. So in other words, a very, very big chiddush. I don't think I knew that. In other words, if you scratch over here, the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner says, you do not have to wash your hands because that's not a sweaty part. See, I would have thought that sweat is not dependent on the fact that you wear a hat. The head, the hair in general, is sweaty. That's why they make shampoo, you know? You got to clean, it needs to be cleaned. However, he says, if it's very sweaty, like you didn't take a bath in a long time, then it's considered like tsoya atzma. However, Chaim Knievsky says no. Anywhere where you scratch is considered a makom mechusa and it needs netila. Now, here's an interesting thing. According to Rav Vosner, if you scratch your beard, then you do not have to wash your hands. However, Rav Chaim Knievsky, it's not clear if he would say that the beard is included in the Se'ar Rosh. I'm not sure what Rav Chaim would say. Okay, Siv Chaf. Let's see, Sif Chaf Beis. Oh, one second. We have to finish Sif Chaf. Don't scratch your head. The place that are uncovered on your head, on your face, or places that are normally uncovered on your arm, meaning below the elbow, in lahakbid. Siv Chaf Beis. Im ein loy mayim. If you don't have water to clean your hands for these things, yekanach yadav betzrar, wipe your hands on a pebble, ibaafar, or on dust, ibachomin demnag, anything else that's going to clean it, v'yivarech al nikios yadayim, and you make the bracha of al nikios yadayim. Now, the Mishnah Brura concluded earlier in Sif Katan Zayin that if you have pusel water, some say you don't make a bracha of netilas yadayim, but rather nikias yadayim. And the Mishnah Berurah brought the Achroinim say, no, you can make netilas yadayim on pusel water. But now we're talking about you don't have any water. You just have a table or a rock to wipe it on. Then the Mechaber says, you make nikios yadayim, the yoyol latvil, it helps for davening, avloy lahav ruach rosh aleim, it doesn't help to remove the ruach ra, says the Mishnah Berurah, im ein loy, if you don't have water, vim yesh lam, if you do have water, tzarch lital afilu tfilas mincha va'arvis, you must wash for mincha marv, as we mentioned many times, one is required to wash their hands for mincha and marv, afilu meini yodeh lam shum lichlach, even though you don't know about any dirt that got on your hands, stam yodayim are not kosher. For mincha marav, you must wash your hands. Vanatil yebalei bracha. For mincha marav, you don't make a bracha. Ki loy tiknu bracha ki meshachas. They're only misagin bracha for shachas. Ki deitza b'simen zayin sif alfim. Ein loy mayim. If you don't have water, yesh oimrim. Some say the dina kahacha. The din is like over here. V'yinaka b'chomini adimnaka. You should wash your hands in anything that cleans them. Pen mudbuk behem eza davar mosoy zuama. Lest some kind of unseemly or disgusting thing is on your hand. If you don't have water, wipe your hands. And it works. Even if your hands were very dirty. Let's say you defecated, and you wiped yourself, and now you don't have water. So now what do you do? Imagine like this. You're on the road. Person went to the bathroom. There's no sink. And their hands, they're filthy to an extent. It's not talking about where you have mamushes of excrement on your hands. A person went to the bathroom. While their hands has some, maybe, some kind of dirt or grime. And I don't have water. Am I allowed to just wipe my hands on a table and daven? Yeah. Yes, we'll learn later how far do you have to go for water. You're going to have to go pretty far to get water. You're going to have to go 4 mil to get water. Or ba'afar, or wipe it on a dry garment. Cleaning your hands. Since it's taking the place of water, you got to wipe the whole hand. You got to wipe both sides of the hand, all the fingers. Bein gaboy, uvein toichai, whether the top of your hand, the back side of your hand, or the interior of your hand, ad until the wrist. Uvidyeved dai ad soif kishayas west. Uvidyeved will be enough until the end of the fingers. Avaloi kamoshin agenez anoshim nagim rak roshetz v'oysen, but not just to like, you know, wipe the tips of the fingers. We'll do one more Mishnah Berurah. The Mechaber says, you make a bracha of nekiyos yadayim. Yei shoimrim, some say, the gamba zem avracha antiyos yadayim. Some say, like we had earlier, that if you have pasul water, you can make netilas yadayim. Omikomag nevelas kol achrayim. All the achrayim loizozim sakas shachnach do not move off the psak of the mechaber. Okay. Okay, Rabbi Isai, wishing everyone a wonderful Shabbos. Bracha v'atzlacha. As I mentioned, our campaign starts Matzoi Shabbos. Whatever you could do to be mishtatef, really appreciate it. Kol tov. All the best. Bye-bye.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.